The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. We're pleased to welcome longtime Warriors play-by-play voice Tim Roy, fresh off that game. And, I mean, I was emotional just watching it from afar, Tim. What was it like to be in the building?
It's been a while since we spoke, you married woman, you.
Oh, yes, so. That's me. Life changes, you know? It changes and then it stays the same.
belated congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So what was it like to be in the building tonight?
It was great. You know, it was loud. It was noisy. You know, everybody had the hats. They had everybody, you know, sort of swing the hats when, you know, to show Clay how much they like and love him. It's really a cool moment. Tonight I'm never going to forget. And it's great to see him back playing and happy. And, you know, as selfishly I would have wished he would have stayed a Warrior forever. Mm. I understand all the reasons. And, you know, and then we get a great game to boot. I mean, it was just a lot of fun tonight.
I'm not sure I've ever seen an introduction quite like that one for a player who returns to a place where he's had a lot of success. Now, granted, Clay's won four titles. That's a little bit different. But the way that he was introduced, the standing ovation from the crowd that seemed to go on forever, even his former teammates standing up and cheering for him, I mean, that was so, I was teary, but that was so special. But I'm not sure I've ever seen it to that extent for a player who returns to a place where he used to be a star.
Yeah, and I don't, you know, I was trying to think of how many players had come back who had won four titles for a team and then come back. You know, and I think that's probably, he might be the only one. I'd have to really do some deep diving to figure it out. But he was a beloved player in the Bay. And, you know, I mean, everything that he did kind of fit the Bay. You know, what player in the NBA buys a boat and takes the boat to practice? I mean, it's just, you know, I mean, he's a delightful man, and he lives life on his own terms, and I think the Bay Area loved him for that. And so, you know, the fact that not only did he and Stephen Draymond and Andre Iguodala and all those guys, you know, got the first title in 40 years, you know, they had a certain joy about it. You know, they loved, you know, playing together, and it showed on the court. And I think that was part of it too. So yeah, I thought the team did a great job with the video, great job with, you know, the introduction and, you know, making him last and letting him, you know, sit there and enjoy all the, you know, adoration from the crowd. It was really cool.
I'm glad you mentioned joy, because I remember when Clay signed with the Mavericks, one of the things that Steph said is, I just want him to be happy. I want him to have joy playing basketball again. Because last year, the last couple years were tough for Clay, but certainly last year when he got benched, from afar or from what you can see of Clay, does he have that joy again?
Yeah, I've seen him play a couple times now, and yeah, it looks like he's having fun again. And you know, and the other part about it was, you know, because of the high standard he had set for himself, you know, and certainly among the fan base, every time last year when he would go 1-for-8, there would be, you know, a couple of articles and tons of calls to sports talk shows, and it was a big topic. And I think to get away from that to a new area that is just happy to have him there and they're thrilled, you know, I think that was important for him, you know, and establishing himself in a new area. And so I think that was part of it. But, yeah, it was, you know, he wasn't happy last year. And that's usually, you know, I think Steve Kerr had said, you know, years ago, you know, they asked him if Clay was low maintenance. He said he's no maintenance. But after the injuries and, you know, you want to compete at a high level and, you know, again, the two injuries he suffered, it's hard to come back from an ACL,
right?
The torn ACL, but it's unbelievably hard to come back from a torn ACL followed by an Achilles. And so for him to come back and even to play at this level is remarkable. And so, but I think it got frustrating for him here in the Bay. And as hard as it was for me to accept the fact that he was leaving, I think it was the best thing for him, and I'm happy for him.
Tim Roy is the longtime radio voice of the Warriors and had a good time listening to you and Tom do the game tonight, just kind of describing the emotion in the building. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. So the Klay Thompson piece notwithstanding, the West is wicked, right? So he's going to help the Dallas Mavericks get better. He already has, which just as a side note, of all the people I ever thought I'd see him in a backcourt with, Kyrie Irving was not one of them. But this is how the NBA goes, right?
And so, yeah, so exactly. Yeah.
He makes the West even more wicked. We know the Mavericks went to the NBA Finals.
Chris Paul was a Warrior last year.
Yeah, that's so weird. It's very weird. It's so crazy how from one year to the next, you've got all these different combinations. The Warriors, the Thunder, and the Suns have all started out 9-2. The Mavericks are below 500 and outside of the, I mean, it's early, but outside of that top 10. When you think about the start for them, what's powering their hot streak out of the gates?
I think it's the fact that they're getting back to playing the kind of defense they need to play. Getting back to being a defensive team first that plays fast. And the other component into it, to the moment, they've really cut down their turnovers, and that's huge for them. Their middle-of-the-pack turnovers, which for a team that plays fast and the way the Warriors play, that's huge. And so I think that the emphasis on defense, Jerry Stackhouse has come in. He's kind of hailed the defense with Chris DeMarco, two great coaches, and that has helped them immensely. And the depth. You know, when they knew Clay was leaving, they didn't just let him walk. You know, the engineers signed trade, and who do they get? They get Buddy Hield, they get Kyle Anderson, two pros, two guys who know what they're doing. And, you know, then you add Melton as well. So their depth is really good. They're playing defense. They're moving the ball. And so they've got a really good vibe right now around that locker room. So I think that's, to me, the defense is the main thing. If they play defense with the firepower that they have, they're going to win a lot of games. But in the West, you know, as we all know, you know, this year a three-game winning streak and you might move up four spots. A three-game losing streak, you might go down four spots. So it's going to be crazy.
I've got TNT on the studio in front of me, and I just saw a Draymond Green commercial, which is funny because I wanted to ask you about his temperature these days. I mean, he admitted to needing to mature last year, that his actions were hurting the team, and that was actually the second year in a row in which some drama with Draymond had kind of derailed and disrupted what the Warriors wanted to do. So how is Draymond these days, Tim?
Well, I think we tend to all look at players like they should be robots, right? You know, they're going to show up, they're going to play hard every night, they're going to do the right things, say the right things, and do all that. We forget they're human beings. And I think sometimes stuff is going on in their lives that translate onto the floor, and I think that might have been the case with Draymond last year. And he, as he admitted, he wasn't in a good head spot. He seems really settled this year. He seems like he's really focus. I thought tonight was a turn-the-clock-back night for him. He was active. He was deflecting passes. He was blocking shots. He was making the right plays. He made an incredible play on an attempted lob in the second half. That was one of the best plays I've seen him have in a long time. And so I think he's in a really good spot right now. And I think that's going to pay dividends for them because not only is he playing well, but he's teaching well. He's teaching some of their younger players how to play defense and what things to look for. And, you know, he's always been a coach on the floor. I think now he's passing on that wisdom, not just to, you know, other veterans, but to young players as well.
It's kind of crazy to think about he and Steph now being the elder statesmen, but they not only are they two of the more established players in the league, but obviously they're bridging eras, if you will, for the Warriors. When we think about Steph and what he's accomplished, it's almost impossible to put it into even one paragraph, forget one radio interview. But I would like to ask about the Olympic gold and what that meant to him.
I think it really, it was like just another bucket list thing for him, you know, and I think that it was, you know, he had won, you know, NBA titles, he had won MVP, he won the finals MVP, which I think was, it was important for him to lead the team in 22 to that victory because, you know, there was no KD, there was no talk about anybody being injured on the other side, and so to do that and be the MVP, I think, was huge. His game four in 2022, I think, was a masterpiece. just the way he took over in Boston and set that thing back home, tied it two. And so I think what happened in the Olympics was that you know, he struggled the whole time. I mean, he was not shooting the ball well, not playing great. And then for him to come through in the gold medal game and just take it over, and the respect that he got from KD and LeBron in that moment when they said, no, you're going, go. We're going to give you the ball and get out of the way. And I think that was really special for him, really happy for him because, you know, he's such a good guy. You know, I think he deserved that gold medal.
I heard a snippet of a conversation with Steve Kerr in which that you used on your radio program or your radio broadcast tonight, which he was talking about the goals for the team to make the playoffs, to make a deep run, to win the West, and to grab another championship. And he said he felt like that was well within what they're capable of doing. How realistic is that, Tim?
I think if they stay healthy, they're going to give themselves a chance. You know, if you look at their last four games, you know, they've beaten Boston. Boston, yes, Jaylen Brown didn't play, and I think he's probably the hardest guy for the Warriors to guard. But there were like three or four times in that game they could have folded. And they just said, nope, we're going to hang around here. We're going to, you know, keep doing what we do. And you know, they pulled that one out. You know, they got waxed in Cleveland. I mean, I'm – Kenny Atkinson has those guys that, like, you know, they're just out there running, throwing the ball around, scoring, which is great. I love it. I think it's great for Kenny because he's a heck of a coach. You know, but then they go to Oklahoma City, and yes, Chet Holmgren went down, but, you know, that's still a really good team that was beating a lot of teams. They win that one, and then they come back home and beat the defending Western Conference champions. So, I think it's legitimate. I think they have a chance. Yeah, because the West is so wide open that you could have one of six or seven teams maybe going to the finals. I mean, I really believe that. I think there's like six teams probably in the West that can probably get to a finals and do some damage. So, you know, so yeah, I do believe it. I think they have the right team in place, and I think they have enough depth where they can survive a couple of injuries. You know, unless it's to Steph. You know, he's the one guy that probably can't get hurt. But other than that, I think they can survive it.
Tim, before I let you go, the most insignificant question of this conversation, what in the world with these crazy colored courts for the NBA Cup? Sometimes the players look like they're walking on water or the color has been superimposed over the TV set.
It's all part of the NBA Cup. It's way above my pay grade. I just show up and put the headset on and do what I do. But by the way, do you still use your drop of the little Cavaliers? I heard that one night driving home from a game.
Yes, I do. And we credit you every time. But then as I genuinely will get sidetracked by going through every team with, I think the one that we use from you was the Little Thunders. And so we go through every team, like the Little Jazz and the Little Nuggets. And like that.
Oh, geez.
Yes, that is one of my favorite things that you've ever, well, I think it was a gift as a friend, that one of the favorite gifts that you've ever given me, because it's radio gold, Tim.
Oh, what a legacy I'm leaving.
Yes, the little Lakers. How many years for you now?
Oh, 30. This is my 30th with the Warriors, 36 in the league if you count my days with the Kings. So, yeah, it's been a while.
Goodness. You ever get tired?
Yeah. The only thing I get tired of is the travel, you know, the packing and all that stuff. That's the one thing I won't miss. But I still love the work. Sometimes I'm not in love with the business, but I still love the work. the work is great. And I'm so, so lucky to do what I do.
Well, considering the fact that you went through, and I know we've talked about this, you went through some god-awful seasons in which they had, single-digit wins? I think I'm most happy for you.
We had 17 wins. We had 5 years in a row we didn't win more than 21 games. and that's just with the Warriors, never mind the Kings. But I still want to last long enough so I can get my regular season record to 500. That's what I'm trying to do.
And so, where are you now?
Oh, I don't know. I have to look.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I got a ways to go yet, so...
Well, the voice is strong. The broadcasts are still entertaining. You've got plenty to give, and I always appreciate listening to you a lot of times on my ride into work. You can find Tim online at Warriors Vox, V-O-X. It's one of the old school ways that we say voice for the people who don't know, for the non-cool kids out there. Tim, thank you so much for a couple of minutes. It's great to talk to you again.
It's great to talk to you, Amy. Best of luck.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.